Brian Proffitt fully expected to go to jail Monday night. He spent most of the day at Hillside High School, where he teaches history, proctoring exams. A few hours after the final school bell, he was in an upstairs auditorium at the state legislature, rallying supporters.
We're generally a pleasant and rule-following bunch, but when you attack our students, when you threaten our schools and our communities and their families, and you bully us and our coworkers, then you better be prepared for what's going to happen next.
What happened next was the usual Moral Monday script, the same game plan that's been in place for more than a year, beginning with this small meeting of supporters before heading outside to a larger rally on Halifax Mall.
Students have a right to be educated. Red, yellow, black, or white, they have a right to high-quality constitutional public education. It's a right!
Protesters were here to speak out against the most recent Senate budget proposal. It gives teachers an 11% average raise, but cuts thousands of teacher assistants and forces teachers to trade in their due process rights, if they had earned them, to get the salary increase. That didn't sit well with Enloe High School teacher Bill Natarnicola, a 27-year veteran who says he wouldn't give up tenure for a raise.
We feel betrayed by the politicians that this is their duty to support public education, and they're not doing it.
By Moral Monday standards, it wasn't a large rally this time around. About a quarter of the mall was full, but the educators and others who braved the heat and threat of storms were passionate. Sarah Cade was near the front speakers. She's just finishing her first year teaching at Leesville Road High School and worries that she won't be able to stay in her home state.
I don't know. I love this state. I love these kids. I don't want to leave them, but if I can't pay my bills in 10 years, then I'm not sure. I think that that is a last resort option. I'm not giving up yet, that's for sure.
At the end of the rally, the crowd parted and 15 protesters walked toward the legislature. Brian Proffitt, the Hillside High teacher, was the first one through the doors.
They want to meet in the middle of the night. They want to meet for an hour and rush things through without debate. So we're gonna demand that they have a conversation.
Are you nervous at all?
I'm kind of in like battle mode right now.
A few minutes later, the group of 15 made it to Senate Leader Phil Berger's office door.
Senator Berger, we'd like to meet with you.
Senator Berger wasn't in his office. That wasn't unexpected, so the protesters went to the next item on the script.
What you gonna do today? Gonna fight for our students, gonna fight for our schools, gonna fight for democracy.
They sat down in front of Berger's door until the Senate session ended. A half hour later, with no Berger in sight, the Capitol Police came through with a polite but stern order. The building was closing, and everyone had to leave. The protesters began to get ready to get arrested. But here's where the script took an unexpected turn. Just a few seconds later, Senator Berger came around the corner.
Listen, why don't we get some of these couches and get them in a circle or something, we'll sit down and talk.
And that's exactly what they did. For more than an hour and a half, Berger and the protesters discussed education policy and the challenges facing teachers. There were some heated moments and some passionate disagreements.
Well, so the breakdown, what does the breakdown of family mean?
Breakdown family means.
Is that an attack?
You said in some cases it's our students.
It's on the record.
You did say
it's
that.
Okay.
It's on the record.
So,
we know
so
what
who,
you said.
What is
Here's
that breakdown of family?
For the most part, all parties were respectful. The protesters whittled their list to three items they wanted addressed. They wanted tenure back. They wanted teacher assistance restored. And they wanted Berger to hold a series of public meetings on education. At the end, Berger committed to nothing more than another conversation today to consider further meetings. And instead of being let out in handcuffs, the 15 protesters walked out the front of the building, nodding to Capitol Police officers to meet their supporters.
So we sat down, we had a good conversation, which to my understanding, this is the first time that this has happened in this kind of way in the last couple of years. And so I think it represents a win for the movement because I think we put enough pressure on them that they realize they have to have a real conversation with us.
When he was done, Brian Proffitt stepped behind the crowd and tried to gather himself. Someone handed him a bottle of water and the sweater he thought he'd lost, and he finally took a deep breath. He admitted the night had not gone like he thought it would.
Talk is cheap. You know, there needs to be a real opening. But if there's an opening, you know, we'll take it. But if it means, you know, the threat of arrest, if that means risking arrest getting again and putting negative pressure on them in that way, then we'll be back.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.